for our last speaker, one of the greatest presidents in American history, Mr. Abraham Lincoln.
Four score and 7 minutes ago, we, your forefathers, were brought forth upon a most excellent adventure, conceived by our new friends, Bill and Ted. These two great gentlemen are dedicated to a proposition which was true in my time, just as it's true today. Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes!
You're listening to the Mike Kerr Radio Show, I and the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Welcome back to our last segment of this edition of the Mike Kerr Radio Show, Eye on the Community. We, as always, definitely have our eye on the community. My guest today is Aaron Macias, who is with People Who Want the Taste of Lombard Back, who is a great young man and citizen of Lombard who just said, hey, you know, this isn't right. Let's, you know, try to, you know, make this happen, the taste of Lombard. So, you know, we've been talking about your initial goals, Aaron, with this whole campaign. And, you know, partially what it is to, you know, make the village or encourage the village to change their decision. However, if that does not happen, then the fundraising efforts and then people can donate money. But I mean, right now there is some talk of developing, you know, websites. The Lombard JCs are accepting donations, but right now you're trying to fight for the village to take, you know, change their decision.
I'm sure JCs would really like donations. I believe they're creating a site right now. It's underway. I don't know all the information. Also, in some of the discussion boards, people have been offering to donate money, suggesting ideas of how we can do it. I've had some ideas of having small businesses like Culver's or Fuddruckers or Bone of Beef, because I know they have fundraisers as well. So I'm looking into that. So, I mean, I think that would be a really good way to get some money out of that. As I said, yeah, we're looking for the whole petition thing. I've actually had some people that don't, you know, they don't think that the petition thing is a good idea because they think that the funding is needed before anything else. But the whole reason behind the petition thing is the fact that if we don't have a petition or we don't voice out our opinions, then, you know, money doesn't bring happiness, as they say. It's the voice of the community and the people that can actually make the difference. And then, you know, then we'll worry about the money. We'll worry about, you know, other things that we might come across of. So that's just the small tidbit of what we're kind of eyeing right now.
And as we mentioned, that this is actually a project that's run by the Lombard JCs. So right now, as a citizen, you're trying to make this happen. And then when it does happen, will you be involved in any of the preparation now after this experience, or do they handle it from there?
I'm pretty sure that they'll handle it from there. They might consider me finding some businesses, maybe. I'm not too sure. We haven't gone that depth yet. But I'm pretty sure that I've been a really good influence on a lot of people. Maybe they will ask me to continue the help out. And I'm not going to say no. If they ask me to help out with the funds or whatnot, I would be willing to be a candidate for that. And then the site would be willing to continue. And maybe we can have all the people that are on right now, make suggestions or maybe even donate, because I'm sure once the site gets up and going, I'm sure that it's going to be kind of hard to get it out there. So I'm thinking that keeping the group during that time as well would still benefit the JCs and myself. JCs is not funding this whole group thing. I want to mention that now, but they are helping me out with everything to inform me, to keep me updated. And so they're just really a big support on this whole group itself. And I would be willing to continue that with them.
Oh, great. And we want to let our audience know, especially those in the Lombard area, again, you're having this event, or actually the Ville. Now, is this on April 1st? This is like a town meeting, or is this their board meeting, the village? Or
It's the board meeting, but one of the topics that are being looked at is the taste of Lombard and seeing if they will reconsider the application for the funds for this event. And again, it's on Thursday, April 1st at 7:30 at the town hall. Again, I encourage everybody who wants to either voice their opinion or even just show up support. Again, I call it Red Thursday. That's the goal, to keep everyone wearing a red shirt or JC's red shirt, to show that, to have the board members know that anybody in this red shirt is a supporter of the taste of Lombard. And we want to encourage that. And a lot of people actually don't know where the meeting's at. So, I mean, if you really don't know, you can always go to the village website and you can probably look it up there.
And, you know, with all respect to the village of Lombard, like we're mentioning, the trustees know, we elect them. And the great thing is, as citizens, we can disagree with them. But, you know, the one thing and opinion I have, and I'm sure you agree, is I don't necessarily think that the way to cut back on funds or money is to cut back on these things that really bring the community together. I mean, I think it's a little disrespectful in the sense that, you know, it's so fun as far as morale, and it's just a time to get together. So you'd agree then?
I would, but at the same time, they know more than us. But at the same time, again, I do kind of disagree on their decision, and we don't want to threaten them by saying, oh, we're not going to vote for you next year. That's not what we're trying to do, because we respect their decisions. But at the same time, maybe they haven't put enough thought into it, and that's why we're trying to convince them otherwise.
Exactly. I like that so much, Aaron. Yeah, respect their decision, but just maybe give it a little more thought. And that's what this petition is going to do, because, you know, you're elected by constituents and you try to do what's best for your community. However, if you've got like thousands of people in Lombard that say, hey, I think that this taste of Lombard is good for our community and I think it would be a good use of funds, then that would work then.
I totally agree. I mean, I know there was a lot of people, or not a lot of people, for the first meeting, and I think that kind of showed them that, oh, there's no one that really cares about it. But again, I would stress that every time I talked to somebody, they had no idea about it. So I don't know if it was publicized or even mentioned in the, you know, the meeting thing, but, you know, maybe people just didn't pay attention. And now that their eyes are opened up, now they're more than ever wanting this back. And so hopefully, with all the positive vibes that we're getting, hopefully we can do this the right way and go in a peaceful manner and stress our views and our concerns about this event. My concern is just, I want it back. I want to be able to, you know, support the town and the community and, with the community, because there's a few events like the cruise nights and the lilac parade, but it's not where people, you know, get together with everybody else in the community. That's just, you know, little fun, you know, activities that we do as a community, but we know we don't really get close as a community. And I think that the Taste of Lombard brings everyone closer, because that's when we express ourselves more with the bands, with the food, and, you know, seeing old friends, reuniting. And, you know, I think that that whole fest actually truly brings the community together.
Okay, Aaron, as we get down to the nitty-gritty, I want to just kind of sum up for our listeners that, you know, what you're trying to do, and that's simply to have, you know, a website on Facebook, have members, but encourage people around the community to sign petitions, and then take these petitions to this Lombard board meeting on the 1st of April, and then encourage the trustees and the board to change that decision, and then provide the funds, and then have the Lombard JCs go on their way for this year. Is that kind of what you're looking for?
That's pretty much what we are looking for. I mean, like I said before, petitions definitely first, because without that, then that doesn't show interest in what we're looking for. Then, of course, the meeting and trying to see if we can get it back. And then once we figure out if we get it back or not, then we'll worry about funding and all that other fun stuff. And, you know, even if it doesn't happen this year, I'm pretty sure that the town would still try to get it back for next year. So either way, we're going to get it back one way or another.
And yeah, Aaron, if, you know, if for some strange reason it doesn't happen, you know, you're not giving up. You know, if it doesn't happen this year, as you mentioned, you're going to try for next year. You know, you're just going to keep at it. And if it doesn't happen next year, which we hope it is, you're just going to keep rallying then everyone to, you know, fight for this event then.
Yes. I mean, you know, even, I mean, cause it's mainly about the funds, I'm pretty sure. And so, you know, if we don't have the funds this year or whatnot, I'm pretty sure that we have a good year to bring up funds for next year. So we're looking at this in a positive way instead of a negative way. We don't want to look at it negatively, because as they say, if you think negatively, negative things are going to come. If you think positive, positive things will come. And I think if we just all stay positive and we all participate in this petition and the town meeting, then I think that the outcome is going to be very positive.
Okay, Aaron, I want to thank you so much for your time. And again, we salute you, and it's very great what you're doing. And it's a citizen of Lombard that's fighting for the Taste of Lombard. And any final thoughts for us or anything else we could take away from all of this?
I just encourage everyone to, you know, educate yourself with the history of the Taste of Lombard. I personally had not known about a lot of the things that I'm learning right now. And again, educate yourself on the Taste of Lombard. You have a better understanding of how everything's working, where the funds go to, how the JCs help, how the village helps. And again, if you're really wanting to make a difference, just go on the Facebook, search people who want the Taste of Lombard. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can always email me on that site.
Okay, my guest today has been Aaron Macias, who is with the people who want to save the taste of, or actually the people who want the Taste of Lombard back. This is our special Save the Taste of Lombard edition, and you've been listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on the Community, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, and please catch us again next time.